It's Monday, December 23rd, 2019. Thanks for tuning into this, the last episode of season 16 of The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
Will you be happy? Really?
I have no right to be unhappy, which is almost the same.
My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head.
You're not disappointed yet, just give me some time. I'm feeling fine, but not better than fine. Here's the one piece of advice that I want to pass along. You should dress for the dog you want, for the dog you want. I got blood under my fingernails from scratching my head. We got a lot of croutons, so we better make this salad. My new therapy is just thinking about my friends. Maybe that's what it feels like to miss someone. I got memories that aren't that good. I got dreams and dreams are not that good. I'm announcing loudly, I don't know what's going wrong. I tried turning it off and then turning it back on. Do I look better when I'm suffering? There's no connection. He's a farmer's market shaman with a petition for you to sign. Well, just let me know when you finish taking down capitalism, man. Until then, I'm gonna stay inside, I'm gonna stay in. I got memories that aren't that good. I got dreams and dreams are not that good. I'm announcing loudly, I don't know what's going wrong. I've tried turning it off and then turning it back on. Do I look better when I'm suffering? There's no connection. I'm announcing loudly that we were never friends. No shirt, no shoes, no justice. I did not mean to offend. Everything might be okay. There's no connection. There's no connection.
Great way to open up this here episode of the show, Cheekface from Los Angeles, California, one of my favorite bands as of late. They're really masters of making the kind of music that they make. I mean, I just love their songs so much of the time. And that one was no exception. That was No Connection, the most recent single, I believe, that they have dropped, at least at the time that I'm recording this, which is in advance because, of course, I am not in town to actually make this episode, so I had to make it early. So please excuse me if Cheekface has released like two new songs in the weeks since I actually produced this. Whatevs. All right, up next, Wishbone, also from Los Angeles. We're going to hear two songs off their new record, Sap Season, and the songs we're going to hear are Cops and Sarah, and boy howdy, these are just some of my favorites. I think this is like my favorite album on this episode of the show. You should definitely check it out if you like these songs. It was very hard for me to choose which two to play because I like everything on it so very much, especially Cops. It's, I think, my favorite song. So without further ado, bask in the glory that is the wonderful sounds of Wishbone with Cops and Sarah right now on The Sounds of My Head.
You better not go. Something is the kind of light you never care to see. And I waited for so long that it overtook me.
Thank you. It's insane that bike locks are legal, that they're just available to the public. You have any idea the amount of power that you wield with your imagination in a bike lock? There's so many things. Like, you could just walk past a Baskin Robbins and be like, you're closed. It is so arbitrary what we need permission to buy and what we don't. You have to show photo ID in a hobby shop to buy paint. Yet all of us here are just one Amazon click away from buying orange cones and making traffic go wherever we want.
Well, hello. Welcome back to me talking to you. After Wishbone back there, you heard Moon Duo from Portland, Oregon. A couple of songs off their album Stars Are the Light. First, the title track, Stars Are the Light, and then The World and the Sun. Both super great songs off of a really great record. It's all that same kind of sound, that like kind of droning psych rock thing. I super dig it. They're great at it. And I feel like this album is their best to date. So if you like those songs, definitely check out the whole thing. You will like all of it. Then, just before I started talking, Fascination's Grand Chorus, formerly of New York City, but now of Jersey City, New Jersey. What? Who moves out of New York? Why would anyone ever do that? Sorry. I'll tell you what, though. Some of the best pizza I ever ate was in Jersey City. There's this pizza place there. I've kind of forgotten the name of it, but whatever. It is spectacular, incredible pizza. And I say that as a person who likes pizza a lot. Anyway, Jersey City, what am I talking about? Fascination's Grand Chorus. That's right. They got this new record. It's called Presentations of Electrical Confectionery, which is a great album title. The song we heard, Together You and I, super great. I love the horns in that song. I think kind of a standout track on the record, but it's all great. I always love me some Fascination's Grand Chorus. So if you like that one, definitely check out the whole thing. Okay, up next from Busan, South Korea, the band Seisumi. I played them on the show before, but I'm always excited when they get new releases like this. It's a new EP called Your Book. We're going to hear the title track from it. But the other song, there's two tracks on the EP, they're both excellent. So if you like this song, maybe just pick up both of them because you won't be disappointed. It's great. I love it. Here we go. Seisumi from South Korea right now with Your Book on The Sounds of My Head.
Weirdo, and he's treating you bad. at least we still can pretend. Go in our minds and we can find somewhere good. I don't know where, but I just think that we should take a trip to the USA. We'll be right back.
play too coincidental. I'm gone again, so I can go on and on. I get that continental urge, sit back on a sentimental verge.
Burbank, California. I have a landline telephone, came with the tiny house that I rent, and I was talking to my neighbor in our front yards. This guy's nosy. Some of us have that neighbor. He very casually threw this into the conversation. He was like, "Hey, Kellen, the other day I picked up part of a conversation from your cordless phone through my baby monitor." Yeah, that's a real thing. I didn't know. I also didn't know how to respond. He's just smiling like a weirdo. So I said, "Actually, I don't have a cordless phone. Oh, but occasionally, I do stand in your baby's room and talk to him."
Thank you. way, and everybody starts to move as soon as Pata Pata starts to play.
Let's catch up one last time. After Seisumi back there, we heard a band from Liverpool in the UK. Pizza Girl, that's the band. Might sound familiar because I played them recently on the show. But yeah, Pizza Girl, they've got a new album. It's called First Timer, and that song was Day Trip. It's my favorite from the album, though the whole album is great. If you like that song, you'll like it. That song, it's got such a catchy earworm kind of quality to it, and it's definitely got some echoes of Magnetic Fields going on. I should have put that on that synth show I did a little while ago. The synthy music, then the stuff that reminds me of Magnetic Fields sometimes, because Day Trip definitely got a Magnetic Fields vibe. Okay, then after Pizza Girl, we heard a couple of songs from a band from Melbourne, Australia, called Sugarloaf Beach. We heard the songs Girls and Laying on the Grass, both excellent, and I really like what this band is doing. It's got that kind of loungy vibe mixed with indie rock or something. It's just a delightful sound. I think it doesn't sound a lot like other music being released these days, and I dig it tremendously. So definitely into Sugarloaf Beach, Girls and Lying on the Grass, both singles. Look for links to where you can download those if you like them as well. They also have some newer songs, but I like those even better. Okay, then Tracy Ann and Danny just after Sugarloaf Beach. If that sounded familiar, that's because Camera Obscura, you may recall. Camera Obscura, one of my favorite bands for a very long time. They disbanded when one of their members tragically died, and now Tracy Ann paired up with Danny to make some new music, which is, you know, kind of Camera Obscura-y. And the song we heard, Alabama, came off their self-titled debut album, Tracy Ann and Danny. And pretty good. But I don't know, I'm not super into Danny, frankly. No offense to Danny, I'm sure he's a great guy, but I really just wish he didn't sing on the songs. I think Tracy Ann is much better in that role. All right, and then just before I started talking, Miriam Makeba from South Africa with Pata Pata, my favorite of her songs ever, was recently, months ago, but re-released. They remastered they went back to the original tapes and they like remastered it in stereo. If you love that song as much as I do, I've listened to that song so many times. Hearing it in stereo, like a pristine recording, it sounds so good. Like, I really dig this new version, so I want to put it on. They re-released the whole album for a low price, you can get the whole thing. And it includes the original mono versions, and then remastered original mono versions, and then the remastered stereo versions, which I think are just super top-notch, excellent. So hopefully you were listening to headphones on and you enjoyed how great that Pata Pata sounded that we just heard, because it's way better than the traditional version that you've probably heard many times before if you're like me. All right, finishing up this season of the show and this episode of the show, I think a great song for that purpose. It's Jeffrey Lewis and The Voltage. That's the band. I think it's really just Jeffrey Lewis. He's from New York City, and he has a new album called Bad Wiring. I've played him on the show, of course, before, but this new song, LPs, off his new album, Bad Wiring, is just so perfect in every way. It is a wonderful, wonderful song. It will take you right back. If you're like me and like Jeffrey, you probably spend a lot of time in, like, you know, music stores, digging through the crates, looking for things sampling, liking what you heard, buying stuff that was cheap and used and whatever. I don't know. I suspect that a lot of people who listen to the show will relate to the lyrics of this song the same way that I do, even if, frankly, I was never super into vinyl the way that he was. I don't know. I guess I was raised on vinyl. My dad had a lot of vinyl, so I was very familiar with vinyl, but as soon as there was the option for something like CDs, I was like, okay, so vinyl can very much stop being a part of my repertoire. It's like just such a pain in the ass. But anyway, he loves the vinyl, and it's a great song. So you're going to like it, I think, if you like this show and like the kinds of things I play. And it's a great way to finish up this here season 16 of The Sounds of My Head with Jeffrey Lewis and The Voltage doing LPs from Bad Wiring. And I just remembered, I should have said this earlier, the video, the music video is great too. Since he's from New York, he shot the video all at music stores around New York. And so it's really fun for me to watch the video and identify, oh my God, he went to that crazy little record store in Greenpoint or, whatever. So super fun. And also Frankie Cosmos is on keyboards in the video, which is pretty fun. A little cameo there as well. So without further ado, Jeffrey Lewis and The Voltage right now, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
I don't know how it started, I suppose it was about the 10th grade. I'd never bought much music, I just listened to whatever was played. But there was classic rock there on the radio, and it was blowing my mind. And it was all the records no one wanted now, so they were easy to find. So I started getting LPs, they only cost a little, and these LPs were all the ones I needed from the 60s, with psychedelic art on all the great sleeves, much cooler and much cheaper than the CDs, and that's the way I caught the disease. I caught the disease for LPs. There wasn't any internet, a lot of times you just took a shot. Pretty soon you figured out which records would be awesome or not. If the year was from the 60s, it was probably good bang for your buck. If the year was from the 80s, it was guaranteed to totally suck. I started learning about the LPs, and that's my education just cost low fees. $3 for this Dylan record, oh yes please. And the Cream and Rolling Stones and Arlo Guthrie's. A giant treasure trove was all for pennies, and that's the way I caught the disease. I caught the disease for LPs. By 1994, I had completed all my Zeppelin and Floyd.
Zeppelin and Floyd.
I had all the early traffic, but their later stuff just made me annoyed.
Made me annoyed.
You realize that the radio just scratches at the top of the dirt.
Top of the dirt.
When $4 can buy you Crown of Creation with a lyric insert. So I had a lot of LPs. My friends were mostly clueless. It was just me in an ocean of cheap vinyl like a black sea. I hardly had an income, but it was easy. An awesome world awaited with a cheap key. And sometimes in the garbage they were just free. And that's the way I caught the disease. I caught the disease for LPs. And then the 90s ended and I wasn't no teenager no more.
Teenager no more.
But I started getting shakes if I was passing any used record store.
Used record store.
I got the finger muscles you develop when you flip through a stack. Crate digging for the cheap and obscure, and there was no turning back. A total junkie for the LPs, and nothing in the world was gonna help me. See me quit no sooner than see hell freeze. And there was nothing like the thrill of getting lucky. I'd be lying 5 feet to the breeze, 'cause the world was still awash in LPs. And I still had the disease for LPs. Nowadays that stuff is so expensive I don't bother to try. Everything's reissued and plus everything is priced really high. The field is overcrowded, it's impossible to get a good fix. So I walk right past the records and I flip through all the used compact discs. Yeah, nowadays it's mostly CDs. No one wants to keep them, so there's plenty. Folk and punk and private press and rap and indie. Bonus tracks and liner notes are just empty. As long as I can still make a good discovery, I've still got that music hunger disease. That disease that I got from LPs. When they were dirt cheap in the 1990s. Whatever people don't want, that's the time to get it. Take a chance on something, it might blow your mind. And if it's cheap, there's less chance. chance you'll regret it. Though I'm drowning in my stacks because of all the stupid albums I used to try. Nowadays, looking back, I just regret the ones I didn't buy.
That does it for this season of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Pata Pata, as covered by Chris Maubach. I also talked over Adventure by Monster Rally, Soul Limbo by Booker T and the MGs, and right now I'm talking over Auld Lang Syne by the Husky Team. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Look for links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, including where you can follow me on social media, like Spotify, where you can find playlists for the seasons of the show and listen to the songs that I play on the show where available without having to listen to me talk. Pretty nice feature. I'll see you again shortly. I usually take January and February off. This year, I might shake things up, might do things a little different, so I might be back in January. Who knows? But it probably won't be long. You'll hear from me again soon with the beginning of season 17 of The Sounds in My Head. That's 17 long years doing this random podcast for whoever listens to it. All right. Talk to you later. Bye.